The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. They say clothes make the man. And who can really deny it? Suppose it is true that beauty only runs skin deep. Isn't that deep enough for all practical purposes? And if fine feathers do not make fine birds, why do most people stop to admire the unproductive peacock while the useful chicken hardly gets a second glance?
You're under arrest.
Me? On what charge?
Forging checks.
Oh, but I didn't forge any checks.
Even so, you better plead guilty.
But if I'm innocent, why?
You're getting off easy. Would you rather be arrested for armed robbery? That's open, too.
What do you mean, open?
This week, we have to arrest a forger, an armed robber, and a rapist. Take your pick.
Our mystery drama, Little Richard, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Christopher Tabori. The year is 1890. The place? It isn't there anymore. Like so many small countries in Central Europe, it's been blown away by the winds of change, the winds of upheaval, revolution, and chaos. But 100 years ago, there was a town named Kalterhof, and it was the provincial capital. It was a sleepy little city, and each afternoon, it would wake up to witness the main event of the day, the dress parade of the 3rd Company of Her Majesty's Grenadier Infantry.
Company! Forward! March!
Led by the band, the soldiers in their brilliant uniforms would step along smartly to the stirring martial rhythms. But this is not going to be one of those gay and gemütlich operettas. No, indeed. We have serious business to attend.
2 more days, Otto. 2 more days.
2 more days till what?
Well, what have I been talking about? 2 more days and I'll be free.
Oh, that.
The day after tomorrow, I won't be just listening to that band music. I'll be out on the street watching the parade.
Really?
2 more days and I'll be out of here. Out of this cell, out of this jail.
Oh, this place isn't all that bad.
You know what your problem is, Otto? You've actually become accustomed to prison.
Yes. And in time, so will you.
Oh, no, no. In just 2 days, I'll be a free man.
Oh, sure.
I was sentenced to 2 years, wasn't I? And in 2 days, my time will be up, won't it? So then they'll have to let me out. Well, they will, won't they?
Certainly.
And believe me, I learned my lesson.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I learned. You can't beat the system, Otto. Don't even try. And I won't, rest assured. I'll never see the inside of a jail again.
You're sure of that?
Of course. Oh, I'm going to miss you, Otto.
I don't know. You may see me again sooner than you think.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm finished with all that easy money. I'm convinced the hardest way to make money is to steal it. I'm going to try to get some honest work.
Doing what?
This, that, the other thing.
But the only thing you know how to do is steal.
And it seems I don't even know how to do that too well either. That's why I want to give it up.
Don't give it up. Just learn how to do it better.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to get a job.
They don't grow on trees, you know. All over Europe, there are millions of unemployed. Haven't you heard?
Oh, yes, that's what I heard. But you know what I think? I believe if a man really wants to work, he can always find a job.
Maxwell, make sure to serve the officers. Adolf, who is that sneaking towards the door? Has he paid his bill? If you need me, I'm going to my office.
Frau Brunhilde?
What? Who's that? Who's in this room?
Me, Frau Brunhilde.
Oh, I'm going mad. I don't see anyone.
But I'm standing right here.
What? Oh, so you are. How did you get in here?
They told me this is your office.
And what if it is?
Frau Brunhilde, I'm looking for a job.
Oh, I don't need any more waiters. Besides, a waiter has to be a big, easy-to-spot kind of fellow. You, oh, you just blend into the scenery.
Oh, but please, I'll even wash the dishes.
Have you ever done it before?
Well,
I cannot afford to take on an inexperienced, fumble-fingered fellow like you. Oh, you'd cost me more in broken glasses. No, there's nothing for you here, I'm afraid.
Oh, please, Frau Brunhilde. I've been everywhere. No one wants to hire me.
Well, what do you know how to do?
I'm very good with figures.
What kind of figures?
I could do your books and save you money on your taxes.
Well, then why should a smart fellow like you have trouble getting a job?
Well, you see, I...
Oh, you're a man with a past. Is that it?
Yes.
I look at your face. You're very shy, very quiet. Just the type a woman would make a fool of. Did your wife betray you? Take up with a lover? Did you kill her? Did you shoot them both? Is that why you were sent to prison?
No, Frau Brunhilde. I was sent to jail because I forged a check.
You forged a check?
It was a very small check.
Oh, that was foolish. As long as you are going to go to jail for it, couldn't you have made it a big one?
About the job, Frau Brunhilde.
Do you have the working papers?
Working papers? What are working papers?
Papers, naturally, that permit you to work.
Oh, is this something new?
Yeah, since last year.
Now, I've been away so long. There are so many things I have to catch up with.
I would certainly say so. When was the last time you had a glass of champagne?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well, little one, try this.
I'm not really little.
Drink up. And now, little one, when was the last time you kissed a woman?
Oh, I can't recall.
Let me refresh your memory. Come over here.
Frau Brunhilde, where does one get these working papers?
At the mayor's office.
Well, I'd better be on my way.
You'll have to wait till tomorrow afternoon. Come here.
Frau Brunhilde.
We have the rest of the night and all of tomorrow morning.
Frau Brunhilde.
And so, gentlemen, on the question of the budget... listen. The parade. Excuse me. I wish to go into my private office so I can watch them through the window. The rest of you go about your affairs. Let me open the window. What a stirring sight.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
What a splendid body of men.
The very best, Your Excellency.
True blue, red-blooded patriots. We may all sleep more soundly at night knowing that heroes like these guard the frontiers.
How well Your Excellency puts it.
Who are you? This is my private office. Be good enough to leave.
Oh, no, please, Your Excellency.
Or shall I call the guards and have you thrown out?
It's about working papers.
But what have I to do with working papers?
Well, the mayor's office issues all...
Downstairs in the basement. Some clerk.
They wouldn't give me any.
Why not?
I don't know. I even tried to bribe the fellow, but
How dare you attempt to subvert, corrupt, an honest official of Her Majesty's government?
How can he be honest, Your Excellency? First he took my money, and then he refused to do anything for me.
We can't have any of that. We run an honorable administration.
Yes, sir.
When you buy one of my officials, he stays bought. Otherwise, you know what results. Chaos. Anarchy. Isn't that so?
Oh, yes, Your Excellency.
Why did he refuse to issue you working papers?
He said my name was on a list.
What sort of list?
A list of men who are never to receive papers.
There is no such list.
Oh, but Your Excellency...
I tell you, there is no such list. What's your name?
Richard Mell.
You are on it.
But why? What have I done?
You know what you did. You forged a check.
I went to jail. I served my time. I paid my debt to society.
Do you remember whose name you signed to that check?
Whose name?
You see what a thoroughly depraved criminal you are. You have forged so many checks, you can't even remember all of them.
Oh, please, please, Your Excellency, I want to reform.
The name you signed was Hugo Turay.
Yes, yes, Your Excellency. Now that you refresh my memory, it was Hugo Turay.
Do you know who Herr Hugo Turay is?
Yes, Your Honor. Hugo Turay is the wealthiest man in the province. That's why I thought to steal from him. After all, he'd never miss the money.
Herr Hugo Turay. Do you know who he is? He happens to be my father-in-law.
I said I was sorry.
Petition for working papers denied. Oh, come in. Oh, yes, Inspector.
Your Excellency, it's the first of the month. All the special tax receipts have come in.
Well, bring them up here and place them in my private safe.
Yes, sir.
And escort this wretch to the door. And if you ever see his face around here again, throw him into jail.
All right, now. Off with you.
Oh, but please, Inspector, how can I get working papers?
You can't. You're on the list.
But how can I get off the list?
There's only one way. You have to die.
Oh, but surely...
And you're not a bad fellow. Maybe something might turn up. Where are you staying?
You can reach me at Frau Brunhilde's, temporarily.
Frau Brunhilde's? Well. You can never tell. You just keep out of mischief now.
Why, such a long face, Shotzi?
I just wish I could get working papers.
Why?
So I could get a job.
Oh, but you've got a job. A very important job.
I have? What?
Your job is to keep me happy.
Oh, please.
Let us drink a little champagne.
I want a job that will utilize all my skill and experience and ability.
You've got it.
Please.
Oh, how frothy and bubbly. Well, bottoms up. And now, you silly boy, come over here.
But I'm so tired.
Now you give your Brunhilde a nice big kiss. Ah, good morning, little Richard.
Good morning.
And now sit down, Liebchen. Brunhilde has prepared you a nice little breakfast. Ham, eggs, potatoes, dumplings, sausage, pancakes.
Please, just a cup of coffee.
Oh, no. You have to keep up your strength.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Well, I've got just the thing for that. I'll uncork this bottle here.
Oh, no, please, no champagne.
Oh, now who can that be so early in the morning? Come in. Oh, it's the inspector.
Good day to all.
What brings you here this morning, Inspector? I'm sure I paid my special tax this month.
Oh, that's in perfect order, Frau Brunhilde.
Oh, well, then what do you want with me?
My dearest Frau Brunhilde, I have not come here to see you.
You haven't?
No. The object of my visit is your guest, Herr Richard Mell.
Little Richard? What do you want with him?
As a police inspector, what would I want with Herr Richard Mell? I am here to place him under arrest.
Arrest? Why do you want to arrest me?
Finish your breakfast.
No, why am I being arrested?
Why don't we all sit down, eat some pancakes, drink some coffee, and come to a decision?
Come to a decision? What decision? Hasn't the inspector already arrived at one? Hasn't he come here to arrest our hero, Little Richard? But what has Richard done? We've been with him since his release from jail. What law has he broken? The wheels of justice in this country grind quickly, but we'll catch up with them in Act Two. Justice, they say, is a two-edged sword, but realistically, does it matter how many edges the sword may have, or even how sharp it is? The operative answer is always whose hand is holding the hilt and whose body is taking the point, that very piercing point.
But why? Why am I being arrested? On what charge?
Forgery. Oh, Frau Brunhilde. Where did you buy such exquisite hem?
Oh, please, Inspector. You must allow a lady her little secret.
Forgery? What did I forge?
Checks. And the coffee. Your coffee is always a heavenly delight.
But when did I forge these checks? I've only just got out of jail.
You've always been a fast worker, Richard.
Inspector, I swear to you, I didn't forge any checks.
All right, so you didn't. May I trouble you, please, for some more of those heavenly pancakes?
Oh, please, help yourself.
Oh, so tender, so fluffy. I warn you, Frau Brunhilde, if you're not careful, gentlemen will come to this establishment just for the food.
Nourishment and satisfaction for the complete man. That has always been our motto, Inspector.
Will somebody please listen?
Yes.
Now, you just said I didn't forge any checks. How can you arrest me for forgery?
I'm only thinking of your welfare, Richard. I'm doing you a favor.
A favor?
Would you rather be arrested for armed robbery? That's open, too.
What do you mean, open?
This week, we have to arrest a forger, an armed robber, and a rapist. Now, you fill the bill for the first category.
Oh, but it isn't fair.
But it's logical. And it solves the problem.
But I didn't forge any checks.
I would advise you to plead guilty. Forgery carries the lightest punishment, as you know. A year, 2 years at most. Whereas
what?
You are known and fill the bill as a forger. Would you like to be reclassified as an armed robber?
Oh, no.
A rapist?
Never, no.
I agree with you. Those penalties can really be severe.
But it doesn't make any sense.
It makes excellent sense. When a forgery, a robbery, or a rape is committed, one doesn't have to waste time and money on long and expensive searches. One simply arrests a man who is already certified in that activity.
But you know perfectly well that I'm being forced to pay for another man's crime.
It evens out. One day he may be required to pay for yours. Meanwhile, the police have done their job. A crime was committed, a lawbreaker is sentenced, and society is satisfied.
But how about me?
Oh, be thankful. It could have been worse.
Oh, Frau Brunhilde, please try to convince him.
It's only for a year or two, Schatzi. And besides, you need the rest.
Welcome home. You see, everything just as you left it.
Hello, Otto.
What did they give you?
16 months.
With time off for good behavior, you should be out in a little more than a year.
Yeah.
Cheer up.
What have I got to be cheerful about?
Why don't you relax? It's nice and pleasant in here. There you are. 2 o'clock on the dot. We get our daily band concert.
I was innocent, Otto. I tell you, innocent.
It doesn't matter. You might just as well have been guilty. You paid the price anyhow, didn't you?
But why, Otto? Why?
Oh, isn't it clear by now?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's the only sensible thing the government's ever done. A crime is committed. The police have a reliable pool of culprits to draw from.
I understand that. But what about people like me who sincerely, really, and truly want to reform, to rehabilitate ourselves, become useful members of our society?
But you're a useful member of society now.
How can you say that?
Oh, here. Look at this. Here. Yesterday's newspaper. Here, see? Right there on the bottom of the page. Well, what does it say?
Oh, forger sentenced to prison. Richard Mell. Why, that's me.
Well, of course.
Pleaded guilty to forging checks in city court. A repeat offender, Mel was sentenced to a year and 4 months in jail. Oh, this is terrible.
I just told you. It makes you a useful member of society.
This does? This news item?
Of course.
Are you mad?
Look, Richard, you see, your average respectable citizen, he reads this piece in the paper. Now, what does he say to himself? They caught the scoundrel and they put him away. Now, honest men can sleep soundly at night. Don't you see, Richard? Because of you, this man and millions like him will get a good night's rest. Now, how many other people in our society can give their fellow men such a wonderful and refreshing gift?
You're mad. Everyone's mad but me.
Well, Otto, two more days.
2 more days. What about it?
2 more days and I'll be free.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yes. But didn't we have a conversation like this about a year ago?
Yes, we did.
Seems to me I can remember it word for word.
Oh, no. This time it'll be different.
This time it'll be different. In what way, Richard?
Now, this time, I'm not coming back.
Poor Richard.
Oh, prison's all very well for you, Otto. You like to read. You like to philosophize. But I can't stand it. I need the sunlight.
Oh, the sunlight streams in here during the bright daylight hours.
Yeah, but it's not the light of freedom. It's not the air of freedom.
We can hear the music.
But you can't see the band. You can't see the sunlight glinting on the brilliant brass trumpets and the sparkling red, black and gold uniforms of the soldiers.
Ah, but I see it, Richard. I see it all in my imagination.
Well, maybe you do. And maybe it's enough for you. But it's not enough for me. I can't live in my imagination.
Why not? The imagination is the most glorious place in the world.
But it isn't the real world.
Ah, what's so wonderful about the real world?
I don't know. It's cold, it's hard, it's cruel. It's never been good to me. But it's the only world there is.
Is it?
Well, it's the only world I can understand.
Go out there, Richard. Go. And I'll expect you back in a couple of weeks.
Your Excellency.
Who's that?
It's me, Your Honor.
Who are you?
Don't you remember me, Mr. Mayor?
Why should I remember you?
My name is Richard. Richard Mell.
How did you get in here?
Well, I sneaked past the sentries. It isn't their fault, Your Honor. Don't blame them. It's just that I'm the kind of fellow hardly anybody notices.
What do you want? Quickly, before I have you thrown out.
Sir, it's about getting my working papers.
Oh, yeah, I remember you now.
Yes, sir. And I was wondering...
Working papers, huh? But the fact is, you don't need working papers.
I don't?
Of course not. You are a criminal.
Huh, yeah, but, sir, I want to be an honest man.
No, we can't take that chance.
Your Honor?
What kind of honest man would you make? You have no practice, no training. Whereas you are really an excellent criminal. We need people like you.
You need people like me?
What is the function of organized society? To protect the citizens against criminals. If there were no criminals, who would need government police forces? Who? Well, tell me that.
No, but sir...
Petition denied.
Frau Brunhilde.
Who's that?
It's me.
What? Oh, don't tell me it's little Richard. Oh, come to my arms, my darling boy. How long has it been since you embraced your Brunhilde? Have you forgotten her? Come, let me refresh your memory.
Frau Brunhilde, you must help me.
Everything I have is yours. First, we must have the glass of champagne.
Frau Brunhilde, this is very serious. It's important that I act on it at once.
What is the hurry? We have all night. First, the drink.
Oh, please.
Come here, little Richard. Come here. Good morning, little Richard.
Good morning.
See, your Brunhilde has prepared you a nice little breakfast.
No, just coffee, please. Just coffee.
Nonsense. You must keep up your strength. Yes? Oh, good morning, Inspector.
Here we have a most happy little domestic scene.
You remember little Richard?
Do I remember little Richard?
Inspector, won't you sit down and join us in a little petit déjeuner?
No. Forgive me, there is no time. It's the first of the month. I must make my rounds. You understand?
Of course. See Maxwell at the bar. He'll have the envelope for you, Inspector.
Of course you remember there's been a slight raise this month.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, Richard, good to see you again.
You're not going to take him away soon, are you, Inspector?
I hope not. Will you be staying here, Richard?
Certainly.
Let me know if you change your address.
Why should he change his address?
Why, indeed. Well, good day to you.
Good day, Inspector.
Frau Brunhilde, listen to me. I won't go back to prison.
Oh, let's not worry about it today.
I can't go back to prison.
Let me open a bottle of champagne.
I don't want any champagne.
Oh, but it makes you feel so romantic. Oh,
listen to me. Listen, please. I'm not going back to prison.
But, Schatzi, there's nothing you can do about that.
Oh, yes, there is. I can kill myself.
Yes, he can always do that. But that's such a final, binding, and irrevocable step to take. And is this really that kind of story? True, we have taken an extremely cynical view of the world. But have we followed little Richard for two acts just to lose him at the end? But yet, given the situation, there doesn't seem to be a way out. Unless we can come up with something in Act Three. What is freedom? It is many things to many people, but to our hero, little Richard, it's something he doesn't have, which is the right to change the course of his life. Naturally, in this country, and at this moment of history, where practically all of us are free to come and go as we please, it might be difficult to imagine his plight. Just think of being locked forever by the government into your particular job. Especially if it's a job you simply can't tolerate.
Before I would go back to jail, I'll kill myself.
Oh, Richard, why?
Because I can't stand the place.
Oh, it's not so bad.
How can you say that?
Well, why not? Look at yourself. You enjoy a few weeks, a few months of freedom, and then you sit in jail for a while. No troubles, no worries, no problems.
No, I will not be cooped up like a bird in a cage.
Ah, but shut. See, you are a bird.
Me?
I'm very fond of you, but I must tell you the truth.
How can you call me a bird?
Oh, it isn't so bad to call a man a bird. Actually, it's a compliment. If you say he's an eagle, a hawk, a falcon. But you are not one of those.
No? Well, what am I?
Dear boy, you are a sparrow.
A sparrow?
Yes, a little gray sparrow that flutters about, that tries to lose itself somewhere in the scenery.
No, that isn't true.
Oh, but it really doesn't make any difference to me. Here, have a glass of champagne.
No, not now. Why do you call me a sparrow?
Look at yourself. How you carry on. How you weep and mourn because you have to go back to jail.
But I don't want to go back to jail.
Well, then do something about it.
I shall. I intend to kill myself.
Is that the only thing you can think of?
What else is there?
Well, can't you think of anything?
No.
You see, that's your trouble. You give up too easily.
Well, what's the use? I don't have any talent.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No, I mean talent that could get me out of this situation. That I find myself in.
But you do have talent. For example, you are an excellent forger.
Yeah, that's why I'm in trouble.
Now, why are you a forger?
Oh, I come from a long line of forgers. My father, my grandfather, all the Mells were forgers. It's my fate.
Well, do you like forging?
Like it? Yes, I suppose so.
Well, is that why you never tried to become anything else?
Well, now that you ask, yes.
Well, little one, we tremble on the brink of a great truth.
A truth?
Here, a blank check. And here, a pen. Now, dip it into the inkwell and forge a check.
Oh, forge a check? No.
You write as I say. Pay to the order of cash 100 kroner and sign it Conrad von Hotzendorf.
Conrad von Hotzendorf? But why, that's the mayor.
Of course. Sign it.
Oh, but I can't.
Won't you do it for me?
But I don't know his signature.
Here, on the bottom of this list of regulations. You see? Conrad von Hotzendorf. Now go ahead. Sign it.
Give me a minute. Just a minute.
Yes. Now. There.
Quickly, look up.
Huh?
Look. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, but...
Do it. You see? Look at your face. You are no longer insignificant little Richard Mell. At this moment, you are Herr Conrad von Hotzendorf, mayor of Kulturhof, a man of substance, influential, notable, important. Don't you see all this on your face?
Well...
It's there, all there. Oh, Schatzi, you are truly a master forger. Not only can you copy a man's signature, but while you do it, you take on his appearance, his character, his spirit as well.
But I don't look like Mayor von Hotzendorf.
Of course not. But if I were to present you to someone who didn't know him and introduce you as the mayor, why, that person would not doubt it for one moment.
Yes, but what good does this do me?
Oh, you see, look, your face is starting to slip back into its usual expression of meekness and resignation.
But this is my normal and natural expression.
Oh, yeah, like a balloon when someone has let the air out. Oh, you must adopt a new expression, a strong, positive appearance.
But I don't know if I can.
It's the same thing you've been doing all along, isn't it? Only this time, instead of forging a signature, you shall forge an entire new aspect.
But how will that help me?
Let them think you are a strong, forceful human being, and they'll think twice before they try to push you around. Go ahead. Look forceful.
Well,
Well?
I need a model to copy.
Oh, very well. Let us go outside and find some forceful-looking people. Well, Shotzi, do you see anyone?
Are you sure this will help?
Oh, look. Look down there. The entrance to the barracks. See? The grenadiers are forming up for the parade. Watch them.
Company, attention. Right shoulder. Arms. Forward. March.
Ah, you see? Look at them. They all look alike, don't they? Fierce-looking men with those bristling mustaches. Yeah, that's what I call a forceful group. Now you study them carefully, minutely.
Yes. Yes, yes, I see.
Right turn!
Oh, if you could only look like that, little Richard. If you could only look like one of them. Could you?
Oh, of course I could.
Ah, greetings, greetings, Frau Brunhilde. Yes, it's little Richard.
A good day to you, Inspector.
Watching the parade, I see. Sorry I cannot join you. I have important business. Good day.
Yeah, he has important business. He's collecting the monthly bribes from all the business people in the city. Do you see that briefcase? It's so heavy, he can hardly carry it. Where do they keep that money, I wonder?
In a safe in the mayor's office.
Do you know how much money is in there? Why, I could retire from business tomorrow. And you would never have to worry about anything for the rest of your life.
Yes, I know.
We could go to Vienna.
Vienna. But it's a dream. A beautiful dream.
Oh, Vienna, the city of dreams. But we could make that dream come true, little Richard.
Oh, how?
Little Richard, no longer. There's a new Richard, a powerful, masterful, fear-inspiring Richard. In his bristling mustache and his brilliant uniform, who would ever know him?
What are you saying?
In his uniform of Inspector General.
Inspector General?
Yes, my hero. We shall get you an Inspector General's uniform.
Where?
We shall forge one, just as you would forge a check.
Like a fool, I ask where. I should be asking why.
So that you may forge an Inspector General.
You mean put on an Inspector General's uniform?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but why? Why am I going to do this thing?
Because of the money.
What money?
The money in the mayor's safe.
Oh.
No, but both of them, the mayor, the inspector, they know my face. They'll recognize me.
Never. They'll never even dream.
Oh, yeah, but if they do, I'll go to jail.
What have you got to lose?
How do I look?
Terrible.
Oh, you see, I told you it wouldn't work.
Is this the Richard Mell, Master Forger? An inspector general doesn't ask questions. He demands answers. Now, again.
How do I look?
Better. Again.
You there! How do I look?
You look like a man who's going to Vienna with a briefcase filled with money. I'll be waiting for you at the railroad station.
Company! Attention! Right shoulder! Arms!
One moment, Captain.
General.
I've been sent here from brigade headquarters. The third company is to take over the city hall. Those are your orders.
Yes, my general.
I shall take my place at the head of the column.
Yes, general.
Give the command to advance.
Company! Forward! March!
Open the door, Captain.
It's locked, General.
Kick it open.
Yes, sir.
Draw your revolver and follow me.
What is the meaning of...
I am Inspector General Szabo. I am here to investigate charges of graft and corruption in the city administration.
Graft? Corruption here? It's impossible. Why, this is my inspector of police. He will tell you the same thing.
Oh, yes, indeed, General. The exact same thing.
I shall tolerate no lies. I am vested with extraordinary powers. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, General.
I could have you both shot.
Oh, please, sir.
I might just do it on general principles. I've never seen a pair of more thoroughgoing scoundrels in my life.
Please, General, I have a wife.
And I have children.
If the general will inspect the books and the accounts, he will find them all in perfect order.
And what about the contents of your private safe?
My private safe? I don't have a private safe.
Uh-huh. In the wall, behind the portrait of Her Majesty.
Oh, you depraved, debased scoundrels. You used the picture of Her Sainted Majesty, our Virgin Queen, to camouflage your hellish deeds.
Open it at once.
Yes, sir.
And look at this. Thousands and thousands of kroner. A queen's ransom.
General, please, you and your captain, you can make your fortune here. Take the money. No one will ever know.
Are you trying to bribe me? You degenerate villains. Captain! If either of them says one more word, shoot! Now, you, take that valise and fill it. All the money, move!
Yes, General, yes, sir.
Captain, I appoint you military commander of Kotorov.
Yes, sir.
The place is under martial law until further notice. Understood?
Understood, General.
Then throw these two into prison and keep them there pending further instructions. If they give you any trouble, hang them!
Oh, please! General...
I must be getting back to brigade headquarters and turn this money over to the judge advocate's office. You, too, will regret the day you were born. Captain, commandeer a carriage to take me to the railway station.
At once, General.
And you, Mr. Mayor, give my regards to your father-in-law, Mr. Hugo Terai.
Yes, General, I will.
Hey, this jail is getting classy. Will you just look at the swells?
Shut up!
What are we going to do now?
Maybe my father-in-law can pull some strings.
For you? What will he do it for me?
It is every man for himself. Wait. How did he know about my father-in-law, Hugo Durai?
Well,
what? There's something about that general now that I think of it. The way he said Hugo Durai, it reminded me of... No, it's impossible. Does he remind you of anyone?
Wait. No. It's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
It couldn't be.
Yeah, but it is.
Well, Richard Mill.
Guard!
Get the captain!
Captain, quickly!
What's all this noise?
There isn't a moment to lose. That was no inspector general. That was a conference operator. Send word to the train station. Stop him.
The general said to put you in prison. He should have said to put you in a lunatic asylum. And that is what I'm going to do. I'll see to it that you get ice baths, and I'll tie you up in straitjackets and lock you up in padded cells. Just let me hear one more word out of you.
I don't suppose he ever did. I'm sure the thing was straightened out, finally. But by that time, little Richard and Frau Brunhilde were safely over the border, happily ensconced in Vienna. Ah, yes, Vienna, the city of dreams and romance. Just the place for a master and a mistress of illusion. And talking about illusions, I shall have one for you when I return. Two of the world's greatest philosophers, Plato and Pythagoras, agreed on a fundamental precept which states, be what you would like other people to think you are. Of course, they did not intend this to be a justification for confidence operators or singers and scammers, but there's no reason why the thing can't be utilized in a positive manner, and no reason why all of us shouldn't do it to enrich our own lives and those of everyone around us. Be what you would like others to think you are. Our cast included Christopher Tabori, Joan Shea, Robert Dryden, and Bernard Grant. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams. Thank you.